As a first responder, you got to be kind of messed up in the head. Objectifying the patient in the situation is usually what allows us to do our job effectively. But a DAS can be a very different experience because we're not preoccupied with providing any level of care. There's nothing to be done, so it's just walking around, silence, maybe cracking a few jokes. But I found that since I was so out of touch with reality, like, hey, there's actually a body 2 foot behind me, my brain was just processing and storing these memories without my input on them, distorting them however it felt like it, and resurfacing it however it felt like it. Point being that something I've found that has really, really helped me is to take a quiet moment, 5 to 10 seconds, at the scene to process what just happened here. Realize this is reality, this is a human, they are at peace now, the scene is at peace, and this is what has happened to them. And allow myself to intentionally store this memory and how I feel about it, especially the more morbid the scene is. Part of helping other people is obviously helping ourselves. In a critical situation, there is no time to process. There is just action, patient care. But in a DAS situation where it is calm, showing respect to both the patient and my own emotions and humanity has been an absolute game changer for how I store and process traumatic events in the field.